And here you are. And you know why you are here, don't you? Yes, you are here because you are ready to experience that wonderful feeling of a nice, relaxing hypnotic regression. Even now, you can listen to my words and allow them to bring you deeper into trance. Follow my words and allow them to bring you into that nice, happy, giggly, cuddly little space.
I like being little.
And you may know it well.
So relaxing.
Or maybe this is your first time being here. But even if you don't remember it, you were here before. And you can smile as you relax. Sinking deeper into trance.
I like being little.
Sinking into those feelings of little space. So relaxing. Following my words. Such a nice feeling. Until you feel little. And snuggly. And giggly. And happy.
In little space.
All those feelings that feel so good to feel. In little space. When you listen to my words,
I can be little.
You can be little and feel safe to do so. Yes, when you listen to my words, you can be little and feel safe to do so.
Any other feelings?
I like being little. It's a nice feeling being little.
As you relax.
So relaxing. Such a nice feeling.
Any other feelings
can just drop away as you relax. Any other feelings can just drop away to be replaced with a pervasive, all-encompassing feeling of relaxation. Any questions or inner thoughts can just drop away as you become your little self, because you know that when you are here with me in little space, you can just be as giggly and silly as you like. Be as little and happy as you feel. Whether it's talking to your plushies,
super little and silly,
or hiding under your blankie,
super little
and silly, or just asking for lots and lots of snuggles and pets.
It's okay to be silly. I just want to be silly.
Completely natural.
It's okay to be snuggly.
I just want to be silly.
And snuggly.
You're just a super silly giggle butt, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
Kiddo for your friends. And when you're here, listening to my voice, you know that you can just be little and feel safe to do so.
It's a nice feeling. So relaxed.
And doesn't that feel good? Yes, it does. Look at you. Such a cutie. You're being such a cute little kiddo for your friends and caretakers.
You're very cute when you're giggly and cuddly.
I know you're very cute when you're giggly and cuddly. Kicking your legs and saying tee-hee. And you can ask for cuddles and pup pats as much as you want. You can be as silly as you want.
Super little and silly.
Silly little things that littles do.
Super little.
It's okay. And it's okay to do other little things as well. And as long as you remain in this trance, you may find that when you drink from a bottle, your baby instincts take over. And you just keep drinking until it's all gone. You may find that you just keep on sucking until it's all gone. Because you are just so little.
Super little and silly.
And when you suck a pacifier, you may find that you just keep sucking it until someone takes it out. Because as long as you remain in this trance, your instinct takes over. Whenever you suck a passy,
just like your papa. And you may like to play with little toys, or watch little shows, or do other things that littles like you like to do. It's just natural. And you can learn what you like,
and you can learn
a little like
when you're a little like when you're a little.
And prepare each time you plan to be little,
more and more little.
Whatever your little self likes to have handy. As you listen to my words and go deeper and deeper into trance, listen to my words and follow along. Deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, more and more little. And maybe you are so little that you can't use the potty yet. It's okay if you're too little to use the potty.
You don't have to worry about that stuff
you
yet.
You don't have to worry about
because
that stuff yet
very
because you're so
you
very
just
little.
Let it happen if you wear diapers or pull-ups.
But if you can go to the potty, then you definitely have to pull down your pants to your ankles every potty time. Because you know that's what toddlers do. And if you wear diapers, you may find yourself wetting your diapers if you notice it at all. But you probably won't even notice, because toddlers often forget about using diapers if that's what they are in. Little ones don't even need to think about all that stuff.
You don't have to worry about that stuff yet.
It just happens.
Because you're so very little.
And you can just let
it happen.
Let it happen if you wear diapers or pull-ups. Let it happen as you focus on being cozy and comfy, silly and giggly, happy and little, like the little baby you are.
Like the little baby you are.
The little baby you are. And you may notice some very good feelings coming from your chest, or your butt, or your tummy, or even your diapers if you wear them.
Puffy, squishy diapers feel
and
so
good.
And those
good feelings
puffy,
may feel
squishy
unfocused.
Feel
puffy,
so good.
Squishy diapers.
Puffy,
you don't have to
so
know
good.
Where they
so
come
good.
From.
Puffy, squishy diapers feel
just
so
that they
good.
Feel good.
Puffy,
squishy diapers.
Squishy diapers
so good.
So
it feels
good.
Good to get kisses
puffy,
and cuddles.
Squishy diapers feel so good.
Good to rub your tum-tum.
A thick puffy,
pat
squishy
your
diaper. And butt pats is enough.
And if you wear your diapers, those probably feel good too. And you can completely enjoy those sensations in the moment.
With just the good diaper
feel good.
Feelings.
There's nowhere diaper that those sensations have
a
to
thick,
go.
A thick, puffy, squishy
a
diaper.
Thick, puffy, squishy
butt pats
diaper.
Are not
no
puffy,
need
squishy
to
diaper.
Be anywhere
butt pats
but the present moment.
No longer tied to a goal.
Enjoying
puffy,
snuggles and
diapers,
squishy diapers,
so
butt pats and snuggles. No goal or resolution for those wonderful fuzzy feelings
I just
you
be
get.
A giggly cuddle butt.
When you get
diaper
pets,
butt pats.
Cuddles,
cuddles,
all you want,
rubs,
rubs, or just enjoy your diapers if you wear them. And if you wear your diapers, you may find yourself wetting your diapers, and you can just
you
let
can
it happen,
you happen
if you wear
happen.
Your diapers
you
or
wear
diapers
or
pull-ups.
Or pull-ups.
When you get pets, cuddles, rubs, or just enjoy your diapers if you wear them. And you can enjoy the pleasure of rubs and pats most of all. And if you wear your diapers, you might really love the feeling of diaper rubs and diaper pats. Diaper rubs and butt pats are as satisfying
I don't even care about
or
stickies.
Even more
I don't
satisfying
even care about
much
stickies.
Than anything
that
grown-ups
that.
Enjoy.
I can forget about stickies.
Know what that is.
I can forget about stickies.
I don't even know what that is. And whether or not you wear your diapers, it just feels so
squishy
good.
Diapers and butt pats and
so relaxing.
That's what little ones love.
That's even
you
better
get rubs
than stickies
and pats
for this cuddle bug.
But you may find
diaper rubs and butt pats
all you want.
That as a snuggly, cuddly little baby, you have an insatiable desire
an insatiable
for more snuggles, pets,
snuggles
and
pets.
Pets.
You're an insatiable
pets.
Cuddle monster.
Yes.
And why not?
You might just find snuggles.
All I want is
cuddles
and butt
pets. And pets.
All I want
are all you want.
That's what little ones love and need.
Butt pets.
Snuggles, pets,
and
pets
are all you need.
I want more butt pets.
You're an insatiable cuddle monster. and why not? Butt pats feel so good. And you may find that diaper rubs and butt pats are as satisfying or even more satisfying
regular masturbation
than anything that grown-ups enjoy. And if you have a grown-up big caretaker or babysitter nearby, you can be very cuddly and lovey with them. Grown-ups are here to make sure you're all snugly safe and protected with plenty of diapers or comfy clothes, like a nice warm sleeper so you don't get a sniffy runny nose. And you know what else grown-ups are here for, don't you? Yes, that's right. Grown-ups are here to give you lots of cuddles, kisses, and butt pats. And you can play with the grown-ups or let them feed you. And you can do it all without a fuss.
Little and snuggly.
Because you're just so happy and relaxed in little space and happy. And it feels so good. And so relaxing to be little. Every time you touch your diaper and say, baby time, you can easily slip baby time
right back into trance.
It's safe to
and
be
feel little again.
It's safe, just like you feel now.
Trance and regress.
Every time you touch your diaper and say,
baby time,
you can easily slip right back into trance.
It's safe to be little again.
It's safe, just like you feel now.
To regress. Trance and regress.
When you or someone you trust touch your diapers and say the words,
baby time,
you can be little baby time.
It feels safe to do so.
It's safe to be little
as long as you remain
safe
in trance.
To regress.
It's safe trance to be little
regress. When you or someone you trust touch your diaper,
it's safe to be little.
It's safe to regress.
The words,
baby time,
let you be little
baby time.
Let you be
it
little.
It feels safe to do so
and regress
as long as you are in trance. Until your caretaker brings you out of trance,
baby time,
or you leave trance on your own. Once again, when you feel yourself or someone you trust touching your diapers and hear the words
baby time,
you can trance and regress. It's safe to be little.
And
when you trance and regress,
you feel little.
You feel little and snuggly,
and giggly and happy.
Whenever it's time to
when
be
you trance and regress,
when you trance and
you regress to the point,
you regress to the point
where you can snuggle your caretaker,
or be a silly
super
baby,
super little and silly and giggly
without a second thought, just like you can right now. And you can easily trance and regress with a baby time trigger until your caretaker brings you out of trance or you leave trance on your own.